Good afternoon. The steadiest and heaviest of the rainfall from late yesterday and last night has now moved off to the northeast and out of interior New York and New England. In its place, still plenty of clouds, cool temperatures, high humidity, and scattered showers from time to time, but no organized area of heavy precipitation. We will see the scattered showers from time to time persist throughout the region for the balance of the afternoon, and closer to the warm front in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, we'll even have the opportunity to see a couple thunderstorms with some heavier downpours. Still, though, with the extensive cloud cover around, temperatures will be held back into the lower to mid-70s on average for daytime highs. Still a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around tonight as a warm front slowly lifts our way. And that front will still be nearby, in fact, moving through during the day on Tuesday. So while we will see mostly dry weather, we will also run the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs reaching the middle and upper 70s. By Wednesday, increasing humidity with some sunshine will lead to temperatures well into the 80s, and this will set the stage for another round of afternoon thunderstorms. This time, the storms could be on the stronger side as a cold front pushes through the region, and we'll watch for some strong gusty winds and heavier downpours. Now, behind this front, we'll have a drier trend. In fact, I think we're going to completely dry out by Thursday with a good amount of sunshine. High temperatures will be back up into the mid-80s. It looks dry for a large part of the day on Friday, with just the outside chance of a thunderstorm by the end of the day, and again on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a moderate risk for excessive rainfall is in effect for the greater New York City area today as that warm front lifts to the north with anomalously high low-level moisture. A slight risk is in effect for additional portions of eastern Pennsylvania as well as southern New England. Heavy rain totals of 2 inches and higher over urbanized areas, which recently saw heavy rainfall leading to saturated soils, is a significant concern for additional flooding. A marginal risk for excessive rainfall is in effect farther west, along that same warm front, and ahead of the next cold front from the lower Great Lakes into the Ohio Valley as well. And excessive heat will continue to make weather headlines across the western third of the nation. A stubborn upper-level high anchored over the desert southwest is the primary factor in the ongoing heat wave, but this is expected to slowly erode some going into the beginning of the week. Highs in the 100 teens in the desert southwest and central California valleys will dip back down into the mid-100s for today and tomorrow. Widespread heat will also continue over the Great Basin with highs in the upper 90s to near 100. However, this small relative cool down is of little relief to areas that have seen long-term oppressive and above normal temperatures. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for a majority of locations in the region through tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Boston cloudy with rain and a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees. The average low, 63. The record high, 96, set in 1935, and the record low, 44, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain tapering off to scattered showers today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and possible thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam. Also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possible thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain, then scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers and a thunderstorm, but mainly dry, mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with afternoon scattered showers and storms, more humid in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Thursday. Just the outside chance of a shower Friday, upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday in the mid-80s, then dry on Sunday in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.